I'm Woodsy Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, pollution.
If you're of a certain age, you probably remember this public service announcement from the EPA. It's from about 1977. It's Woodsy Owl. And in this ad, he's not focusing on air quality or littering. He's talking about noise pollution.
Turn your radio down. That's noise pollution.
Noise pollution. Whatever happened to that? Here's producer Brent Bachman.
If you need to talk to someone about the history of noise, Garrett Kaiser is your guy.
And I'm the author of The Unwanted Sound of Everything We Want, a book about noise.
And he says it's tempting to say noise began with the Big Bang.
Sound exists before we did and do, and some scientists even suggest the wavelengths of the Big Bang dictated the distances between the galaxies that formed later.
But in fact, the actual Big Bang?
It was 50 octaves below middle A on the tonal scale, according to one estimate.
And that's way out of the range of human hearing. So let's fast forward a bit to the Roaring Twenties. It was after the Industrial Revolution. Things got really noisy in America.
In 1928, almost 2 out of 3 American families own a car. 1 out of 3 owns a radio.
1934,
the Muzak Corporation was born.
World War II was noisy, even when it ended.
More than 1 million sing and dance in the street.
Then came the 60s.
Bob Dylan goes electric and is booed at the Newport Folk Festival.
And then 1972
was the U.S. Noise Control Act.
And later that decade, Woodsy Owl.
Congress declares that it is the policy of the United States to promote an environment for all Americans free from noise that jeopardizes their health or welfare.
Keep America.
Yeah, noise, by definition, is an unwanted sound.
Rokho Kim is a researcher with the World Health Organization, and he says the human body responds to noise like any other source of stress, even when you're not awake.
For example, when someone is sleeping, and so its sound level increases, even though the person is not aware, not conscious, already heart rate is increasing, and the blood pressure is also increasing. Why? Because probably in the prehistoric period, human beings had to be prepared even though they were sleeping.
And sure, a little elevated heart rate isn't a short-term problem.
But if it is continued for life, clearly there is a burden on the cardiovascular system and on the central nervous system.
In a study last month, the World Health Organization found Western Europeans collectively lose 1 million years of healthy living each year to noise pollution. Turns out, people near noise have higher rates of heart disease, they don't sleep as well, and in children, it can cause learning and attention problems. But for the most part, Kim says, governments in Western Europe regulate noise pretty aggressively.
Countries like the Netherlands, if one travels to the Netherlands, they will be amazed that
the Dutch top many roads with so-called low-noise pavement. You can buy low-noise tires for your car. And in many parts of Europe, if you live near an airport, the government pays extra for noise-proofing in your house.
Naturally, many people are suffering from noise from the aircraft.
America, on the other hand, is bigger, more space to get away from noise, but also
1982, the Reagan administration closes the U.S. Office of Noise Abatement and Control.
The Office of Noise Abatement and Control. That was a real thing, established a decade earlier under the Noise Control Act.
No president or Congress since has seen fit to revive it.
Reagan cited budget concerns in closing it, decided noise was better regulated by state and local officials. So, if noise is local, how can you fight it? Garrett Kaiser says, get to know your neighbor.
There are a couple of fellas who live up the road from me. They have these loud trucks. They go by. I'm not thinking, who are those punk kids riding those trucks? I'm thinking, there goes Adam and Tyler, my neighbors. I saw them as babies.
Brent Bachman, NPR News.